to life and will be a Targaryen when we do.
Yeah.
Where are my dragons? Okay, so we have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
I am so excited for the season.
Oh my gosh.
And I let me confess. I tweeted when I figured out who the cast were. I tweeted that there were a lot. Season 5. Oh, and I didn't bring a cheat sheet.
Five from five.
Yeah.
That's half the cast, by the way.
Yeah, I wrote it down. 5 from 5, Fifi's from 4, Tatiana's from 2, Ginger and Katya 7, and Adora from 6.
Yes.
Why do you guys think that is? Why do we have 5 from 5?
I don't know, but when I first saw it, I will admit, I said that, this is just going to be season 5 all over again. But
we're down to 4.
Without Jinx.
Having more people, not that these queens don't work together everywhere else,
right.
But I think having more people who like really know each other and have worked together and then having to vote them off, I think that knowing that like is probably why.
I think that was the kicker for me was the whole twist.
Right.
We'll get to. I'm excited for that. This was one of my favorite episodes of Drag Race.
It's my favorite too of AfterBuzz so far. I feel like I'm really quiet. Is that okay? Can you guys hear me? I guess that's
important. I can hear you.
Okay. I don't have to hear myself. That's okay. I kind of thought that with season 5 having so many queens from that season, I think that's when the show really started to pick up the viewership and being a little bit more
Fifi,
polished.
That's season 4.
They made it great according to Detox. So, and I kind of agree. I think that's when season 5 is kind of when the mainstream was kind of taking more attention to the show.
I've seen every season. I think season 3 was really strong.
Yeah. And, I agree. I'm just saying 5 was when...
And in the sense that season 4 was just as strong, I don't think... And I'm glad, and we can talk about it, Ginger even mentioned that her season 7, got a lot of shit for being lackluster.
That's why they only got her and Katya.
Well, yeah.
And they were the only two that I liked from...
Katya was the first one to enter the workroom. And
yeah, good
knowing stuff. That, I knew who the cast... I knew who they were. I was so excited when I saw her. It's just, I love Katya.
She's hilarious.
I've always loved her. And even when I first saw her on season 7, I was like, I don't know about her. And then she became my favorite. And I have to admit, I'm Team Katya for this gal star.
Mm-hmm. Where's your shirt, Penny?
Yeah.
I have a Team Adore shirt.
And I'm Team Alaska. Hi.
I haven't picked a
I'm
team.
I'm sorry. I wear my own clothes.
Did take off your shirt.
So funny, I had brunch today with friends, and everybody showed up in pink.
Oh, nice.
I was like, something in there.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
On Sundays, we wear pink.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So that was my favorite entrance was Katya, even though she was the first one to come in.
Mine was Adore.
Okay. Can we talk about that?
You want to go down? I think we should.
Detox was after Katya.
And it was just so Detox. I was happy. You know what I mean? I don't think anybody, I'll just say this. I don't think anybody kind of blew me away from their entrance. Mm-mm. Looks wise.
I agree.
I feel like everyone was kind of typical so-and-so. An everyday, walking into the bar kind of look.
Oh, I had a favorite.
I had a favorite, too. But, I agree. I think Detox was, okay. Fringe.
Venus Delight.
I love her hair, though.
Venus
Delight. Oh, that was funny.
That was such a good read.
I love it. It's a very Gem in the Holograms kind of
way. Alyssa Edwards was next.
Detox said that best.
What?
She looked like she walked in from season 5 with a little better wig.
It's true.
That's exactly what she looked like.
And less back rolls.
Yeah.
I
wasn't your favorite.
No. Okay. It wasn't.
I think I have a feeling of who your favorite was. And I agree with you, but go ahead.
Alaska's your favorite?
And the walk-in, yeah.
Really?
I liked her intro, but I thought that Coco Montrese kind of had the best look. I thought she looked fantastic when she first walked in.
I thought she had the Dorito. And said, "Orange, you glad to see me?"
Yeah.
I like Fifi's outfit. I'm going to say that here's the thing is I follow her on Instagram and her Instagram is bananas. Her drag is out of this world. She does a lot of cosplay stuff, which I am a huge cosplay fan. Mm-hmm. So seeing her come in a cosplay outfit, acknowledging that she was the villain of her season and she's here for redemption, I'm here for the Fifi redemption
I think they all came back for a reason. They wanted to show, especially her and Roxy, which anyone who knows me knows I've never been a Roxy fan. Mm-hmm. I think our drag is great. I just don't like our attitude, and we'll get into that later. But okay.
So Fifi, then
I did like Fifi's Riddler outfit.
An orange wig is real tough to pull off, and I didn't really like it that much on Fifi.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I didn't mind it.
I thought it was okay. I get it. It was cute.
Yeah, I get it.
But I feel like it was also, in a sense, a little dialed in. I would have liked her to go to an extreme like her Instagram. But if it's good for Instagram, it's good. It's should be on RuPaul's
Drag Race. But I think mm-hmm. Didn't we talk about like last season how
you want to build up your outfits?
Right. The entrance is important, but yeah. You don't want to like I like to be wild like right mm-hmm. away, and then you know, but am I Donald Trumping? That's the new word, Donald Trumping.
Drinking game.
I thought the entrances as a whole again were very low key. But I do agree that maybe they were, like, I think Alaska was a wow moment.
I like the umbrella and the trash bag. Yeah. Is garbage trash couture, bag. Like, a thing that's going to happen with these queens?
I think so, because who did...
Chi-Chi, last season, yeah, walked in with her trash bag.
And it was cute.
Couture.
Did I like it last
You
season?
Did not like it last
I didn't
season.
Think so.
Did I like it?
No, you
okay.
didn't.
Okay.
I'm not here for garbage couture. I'm not.
So that was Fifi. Ginger?
Fifi, Ginger was...
looked great.
She did.
I don't have a nice way to say this, and I don't know. It's going to come off mean, but maybe I didn't notice it on season 7, but Ginger's neck. I don't know how to... You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I...
There's no...
She doesn't have a neck.
She doesn't have a neck.
Okay.
I guess that's...
It's because she's a big girl.
But how do you dress for that kind of body? But she was a little bit more cinched in because of that.
She said she wore a corset. She's actually lost 30 pounds.
Wow.
You fly to Iraq and you wear a burqa. That's
oh,
how you...
Oh, no, Mary. Yeah.
Maybe like a necklace.
Necklace actually will make your neck look stumpier. Bigger, right? Stumpier. Yeah. That's why Raven never wears necklaces. Hmm. Have you ever noticed that? Rarely. I should say rarely wears necklaces.
I thought she looked fine. I mean... I like her comment about wearing a corset and a
pants. All you
really,
do
that's what you win.
True, Ginge. So true.
I do like the fact that she said that season 7 got a lot of crap for being, you know,
and
less
it did.
Than.
Yeah.
I think somebody even mentioned that. I think it was you. You might have even said, I wish like season 7 didn't exist.
Didn't exist.
It never happened.
I would have been happy.
But
other than Ginger and
we've
Kylie.
Got two. We've got two from this season, so.
But who else from that season... would be
Pearl.
Okay, sorry, let me finish the sentence. Who else on that season would be good?
I think Kennedy would be doable for
All
Stars.
Yeah, but if you have to hesitate and think about it, then I can get your
true.
Answer.
That's true.
Rocky.
Boy, I'm softened, haven't I?
I know, there's no Derek Barry.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Where are you going?
Roxy was next.
Yeah.
Total out walking in the bar kind of look.
Right.
That's absolutely what she walked in. I mean, she looked pretty and all that stuff, but.
Right. Mm. I was not, okay, again, I was never, I feel like I should move over.
I know, well, Jackie, what do you think?
What
happened?
I was never a Roxy fan. And
I wasn't either.
She has a big following, and I personally, and it kind of carries over to now. Like, I didn't like her when she was on season 5. I didn't like how, you know, she brought it up. She mentioned the whole her versus Jinx Monsoon.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so Fifi versus Sharon Needles in season 4 was one thing. And I think that Fifi was a bully, but I think Sharon Needles could give it back to her.
Right.
Whereas Jinx Monsoon was kind of like, I don't want to call her a victim, but, oh, hi, welcome back. Jinx Monsoon took a lot of, like, crap, and it just felt, I felt bad for Jinx, and Roxy was just a bully.
Right.
So I didn't like her from beginning to end, and even when she said that she got left at the bus stop, instead of, like, sobbing, I laughed.
Who was? That was one of the best reads, though.
Yes.
Saying that was great.
Get to that. So, So yeah, so that's my Roxy Andrews, and apparently she lost weight. I can't see where, but that's
not. Oh, you know, you could tell she looked thinner. You could tell. You could tell.
I do want to give a shout out to everyone in the chat room.
Yes, and somebody actually missed me. Ken, thank you. I don't know who you are, but
I was. I bet somebody. Hey, if you're in the chat room, miss me too. I want to see that too.
That's not. Oh, that's not Grindr. That's our show. That's our show.
Okay. All right. Thanks for pointing that out.
Gotta keep her in check. And if you are watching this and are on Grindr, he left his phone at home, so it's gonna be a little while before she gets back to your messages.
Whatever. Coco, orange is the new black. Alaska.
I love Alaska.
Yeah.
I like the umbrella. I am just not a fan of like garbage.
Did you feel like that was just so Alaska though? Like that was an Alaska entrance?
It was a very Alaska entrance. Yeah. I just think her dresses for me have never done it. Like the dress I did like was the dress she wore in her performance,
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. she has a very boy yeah. shape,
right.
and so yeah. I like anything that's going to like allude to having a shape. And she doesn't. You know, it's funny is they read Adore for not having a shape, but Alaska consistently does these dresses where she doesn't have a shape.
Yeah. I want to get to that because I have some issues with the judges.
Well, with Alaska's entrance, I mean the challenge for this whole season is going to be, we know these queens from their season, so it's like they have a brand already, and that's yes. kind of what's like getting in Adore's way, maybe.
How?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying
Adore has a brand.
No, and I'm saying in a good way. Todrick Hall says, "I didn't expect you to come out in a gown, and you gave me what I was expecting." Right. That's what I was expecting right. from Adore. Yeah. I mean, I'm jumping so far ahead, but so for us to see these entrances, we want to see the drag queens that we love, and like this is the Alaska and, that I love.
On the flip side of that. It has been a while, especially, and the next person is Tatiana. It's been since, what, 8 years?
Oh my gosh.
6 years since we've seen Tatiana.
Well, I forgot how annoying she is.
I love Tatiana.
Oh, really?
You know, the funny thing is, we didn't do the show during season two, and I wish we did, because I remember her little spat with,
Tyra.
That one. Mm-hmm. And I was team Tatiana the whole time, and I think, and I'm still Tatiana. I love, we even met her at DragCon.
Yeah,
and first of all,
which I haven't posted that video. I'm so sorry, you guys.
And I have my...
My laptop got stolen, so now it's going to be a while. So.
We need to get together and we need to do that. But first of all, she's stunning in person.
Very.
Yeah.
They say that she's beautiful on television.
Yeah.
She's stunning in person. She's tall. They're all tall in person.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's the shoes.
I love her.
And a cute guy. He's cute.
He's cute.
Yeah.
But I think they all look better as women.
Yeah.
As opposed to boys.
Oh.
I think Milk is the only one that...
No.
Can
not Pearl? You don't like Pearl?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Pearl. All
right.
But that's just
yeah. me. For me, Tatiana. Oh, sorry.
No. But I love Tatiana. And again, it was when she walked in. It took me back to season two and how you know it was all about her body and her yeah. legs. So miss you all.
Someone said hi to me.
This is gonna be so good for Tatiana's career, because for some of the queens that have fallen out of our
radar,
then we're going to be like, oh, I want to go see Tatiana now, maybe yeah, from the right. show. I know you,
but
maybe not you.
Well, no, I would still see her perform. I just, like, as a person in the asides, I was like, oh, yeah, her voice is kind of annoying to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was going to say, talk about an annoying voice.
Spit it out. I just want her to talk and spit it out.
That's a character.
But it's so weird, though, because you said go and see people, but she's the only one from season two. Like, we don't have anybody from season one, two, three, et cetera.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Her interviews, when she's not in drag,
her videos, they're, yeah. But it could be that same affectation, so.
Please rewatch this episode and watch where they're talking about the strategy when the other queens and Alaska's talking
normal
like I am, and it's not a character. It's just like an untucked, and I mean, it's a character Alaska's put on. I think it's kind of it's like a Andy. What's that guy who? Never mind.
It is not like Andy Warhol.
Not Warhol. The guy who was on. No, never mind. I'm not even getting into it.
The guy on who? Wait, what?
His name was Andy. Man on the Moon was a movie about him. The heck.
Oh, Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
There she is.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Full on character.
It comes and goes.
It's a brand.
And so Adore was the last one.
Yeah. I like that.
You know what? Someone in the chat role said, I don't like garbage drag. Why do I like Adore? Okay, there's a difference between grunge and wearing a garbage bag.
Right.
When I was a kid in the 90s, and I am a kid of the 90s. Mm-hmm. I love wearing flannel. I love that whole grunge rock, Nirvana, etc. And Adore is paying homage to that. And I think that... no one in the 90s, like, Kurt Cobain is not going to wear a trash bag. It's right. Like, well, it's a very anything. Different aesthetic.
Yeah.
He's not going to wear anything because he's dead. But that's...
And I like the braids, too. Now I got louder. Thank you. I don't know how that happened. I like the braids.
What was it? It was a Smell My Punani Poetic Justice. I totally thought of that, too. I didn't think of the Smell My Punani part, but I totally said Janet Jackson, Tupac. Poetic Justice.
I don't know.
I love the 90s. I'm a 90s baby as well. Yes, I'm that young. No, I...
You were not a 90s baby. You were born in the 80s.
I was born... But I grew up... Most of my growth...
I know what you mean.
Was in the 90s.
He developed.
Having said that...
when he got his train robbed.
And I know as... Oh, God. And as much as I know you love Adore... I don't think this is the competition for her.
Mm. Okay. Mm-mm-mm. You don't think she's getting a redemption edit? Why would you have Adore in the first episode doing this whole, like, crying, oh my gosh, when she, I'm sorry, but really did not deserve to be in the bottom.
She did not deserve to. High five there, because I agree with that 100%.
We'll discuss, because I kind of agree. But I think overall,
most of her crying was triggered by being shocked that she was there, because she's one of the few people that actually has a real talent.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you talk about these talents, like, you have a lot of people that are, like, lip-syncing to their own songs.
Or singing a cappella. Season 6, I was not a fan of Adore. I thought she overstayed her welcome in season 6. And I
really?
Think, oh, yes.
I like Adore.
Oh.
I even told
Trinity this at the drag con, but I thought she got a bad...
Edit?
Deal. Oh. Trinity. Hmm. That season, because there were some queens that stayed longer than she did, and I think she deserved better. And okay. Adore was one of them. And I don't think she should have been in the final. And I'm sticking to that, and I'm not going to flip-flop.
Okay.
And that's it.
He's going to say by the end of the season that he likes Adore.
I don't dislike her. It's not me and Derek Barry.
That's our new gauge.
But I think her drag is different, and it's not my particular taste.
Okay.
And I think when it comes to this car, later I will flip flop because I have a problem with the judging. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. But, all right.
And so it'll sound like I'm discrediting myself right now, but we'll get to it later.
So basically, when they came in. I feel like it was kind of like, see, this is how I always thought, like, if I were ever to get on, if when I came in, I felt like when the first time I'm being seen, I should try to be the best of my typical Lorraine.
Of Lorraine.
So right. I feel like that's what everybody did. And I'm okay with that. If you wanted an end, like, and I'm curious to know, too, because we know this is very produced. Were they told?
Right.
Wear your best authentic you, or where they said, wear your best drag into the room.
Also, on top of that, they've already done this once before.
Right.
So it's like, now I gotta, step it up from the last time I came in?
The interesting thing, though, is like, there's less of an ability to be produced when you're allowing the queens to pick whoever they want to go home.
Right.
I mean, that's a wild card.
Exactly.
There.
I was telling Mark outside, I'm so happy that they changed this format because these queens have been through this process before, so they know the show. So to switch up, they're lip syncing for their legacy. They're getting $10,000, which is a huge incentive for them to not throw their lip sync.
Right.
Because I was thinking, like, there might be strategy coming, because we all heard about, like, the lip sync for your legacy weeks ago. And, you know, you think that there's a strategy or alliances that are going to happen,
mm-hmm.
but $10,000, I would not want to lose that.
I even wrote down, I said the stakes are high.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there, and you hit
the camel back.
It's okay, Cammy. Everyone can be wrong sometimes.
No more champagne.
I totally agree. There's no way for you to say, okay, well, I'm not gonna, because there have been queens that say, I'm not gonna lip sync. If I'm in the bottom, I'm not gonna do it. So yes, the $10,000 is an incentive, and for sure, like.
And I think Rue this season was just like, I don't want to do nothing.
But also, it's also smart to do it that way. And I know, like, all of season 1, they're kicking their fucking heads, like, you know, saying, oh shit. Why did I do season 1?
Yeah.
Because I rewatched season 1 and it was It was
teams.
Awful.
It was teams, and I'm happy that we didn't do teams this time.
Oh yeah,
like it's...
that was probably the
All-Star season one.
All-Star,
yeah, sorry.
All-Star season one.
I was like, they were teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know Pandora like, Box I drank is like, too much fuck back me. Then. Like, I wish I was on season two.
She got Scrooged.
Who?
She got Scrooged.
Pandora Box.
Yeah.
So yeah, Rue came out and was talking. Like,
I liked your outfit.
Yeah,
the blue with the pink, the purple, the blue with the purple.
His outfit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know what I kind of figure? I feel like even with Alaska, I feel like they don't like doing drag as much anymore. Do you get like? I feel like Rue is like, I have to do it because it's the show, but I prefer not to do it. Does that make sense?
It's a process, I'm sure.
Like, I feel like she doesn't have to ever do drag ever again if she doesn't want to. But I feel like she, like, is kind of over it. That's
yeah,
just
but what, I mean, what would RuPaul's Drag Race be without RuPaul actually doing drag?
RuPaul's Best Friend Race.
Yeah.
I don't know if people, like, that's a brand thing, you know?
I don't feel she's over it. I think that it's a, I don't know.
It's just, this is something I was thinking of. So Jay already mentioned the top two sing for the legacy, which is great. And I love Katya's at audition. She said she could win like 350,000.
I didn't go to school for math.
Yeah. Katya's the best. I'm sorry.
She's great. She's good.
I already have my top two and I know they're not going to win. Oh, we didn't do that.
But we can do it at the end.
Okay. Well, I've already, Katya's my one, and I think Tatiana's my other, and I don't think either one of them are going to win, but, the both of them, and I hate the fact that, and again, Roxy was one of the, I wonder what happened with, I know, I'm like jumping all over the place, Rolaska Talks.
Uh-huh.
Because they mentioned it, but they didn't go into detail.
There was a fallout. Alaska doesn't want to be part of Rolaska Talks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wanted details. Maybe that'll come out later.
I think it might. I think that's the reason why they have all those five girls there, because they wanted to bring them back.
Yeah, but if you're going to do those three, then did you need Alyssa and
no. Coco? But they wanted Coco and Alyssa to maybe have another thing, but that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Coco home. Well, Coco's in revenge right now, but whatever. Yeah. Where do we want to go?
So the mini challenge.
Yeah.
That was...
the reading.
The reading.
Mm-hmm.
Which was awesome. Except for a few. I didn't see the extras. I only saw what was aired. Did you guys get a chance to see
the
logo?
I started looking through some of the other stuff, but I didn't.
The logo app is a piece of garbage.
That Alaska's going to wear on her next runway.
Exactly.
Trash that she's going to walk out in. I didn't watch the reads. I didn't look on the app, though. Usually because
you didn't watch them?
No, I didn't watch the extended. Because normally they usually give us like the best ones. So I'm usually pretty content with what they give us.
Yeah. I thought it was fine.
And then it's usually a lot of teeth jokes.
Oh, no. They went in on Coco.
In the extended one?
By the way, Fifi did get her teeth fixed.
She got her teeth fixed.
Yeah, she got her snaggle tooth fixed.
It looked good.
Yeah, they went in on Coco.
Oh, okay. Maybe I will watch it.
What? I'm talking about in the actual episode.
Oh, I thought you watched the extended.
No, I didn't watch that either. Okay. I didn't have time.
Who was your favorite reader?
Katya.
I would say it definitely was not Alaska.
I thought she was fine.
I actually thought it was between Alaska and Katya.
I thought Alaska was fine.
I liked when she fell on the floor. Like, I thought that kind of sealed.
By the way, Katya, when she mentioned Coco looking like the 25-year...
Gremlin.
Go back and watch our season 6, episode 10. About the 25-minute mark.
Yes.
Why do you guys bring that up?
Yes.
Someone said that, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So season 6, they had a challenge. It was Drag My Wedding. And Jocelyn, her guy that she got was a black guy. And she, Cameron, where's Cameron? I wish he was here. He said that she looked like the gremlin from... And then we had a picture of it. Go... Season 6,
Shade.
Episode 10,
Shade Tree,
25 minute mark. Go watch that.
Okay.
They got rid
of that real fast.
It was awesome. It was funny.
Okay.
He's
a psychic. Yeah.
And Katya's bus stop.
That was comment. The best. That was the best.
Yeah, I think they all had pretty solid ones. I did not understand Alyssa's Monsters Inc. Beast, and I didn't understand where that one was from. Alyssa's was the only one I didn't really laugh at.
It was kind of. I watched Monsters, Inc., and it was kind of, I don't know.
I just didn't get it. So maybe I'm just alone on that one.
I didn't laugh. I even put meh. Tatiana wasn't that funny, and Coco was awful. So
Coco, yeah, I thought the line was pretty clever about Katya seeing Alaska from her house.
Yeah, but it didn't land. Yeah.
It didn't. We don't know because that's maybe they cut out.
Well, when you read someone though, aren't you supposed to read the person, not be reading like Sarah Palin as SNL?
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I thought that Ginger had a good one by saying thank you so much for showing us that orange really is the new black. I thought that was kind of clever.
That was cool. Yeah.
So there were solid ones. I think they're all pretty comedic queens.
I'll have to go through and watch them.
But Fifi is the Venus Delight about Detox. That was funny great. Too. It was hilarious. I thought it was good.
Katya was my favorite. How many times am I going to say that?
Yeah, I think we all like Katya.
So in this season, we drink every time you say Katya.
Katya. I like that one.
At least we're putting it to good.
Yes. So Alaska was the winner, and I'm actually jealous. By the way, apparently the budget for this show has gone up because they're getting $10,000 each episode. Mm-hmm. Alaska won $2,000 in LA Works or like iWorks shopping spree.
Yeah, so, but LA iWorks gives them that.
But does that mean that they're starting to pay their guests now? Because I thought before when they had the guest judges, it was based on like them trying to do promotions.
Oh, that I don't know.
Is this on top of the $100,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So yeah, it is a lot of money.
Yeah.
That could be potentially a lot of money. Yeah.
I mean, granted, it could be only three episodes, but
right. It makes, you know what, all the prizes and the new setup, it makes for good television, but there's part of me that's like, what you're doing is like encouraging people to actually destroy personal relationships that they've built up over a long time. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I don't know.
That's the best
you know,
part.
It's like, yeah, I do enjoy watching TV, but I don't enjoy people getting hurt. And I don't like the idea that people are potentially losing friends based on
this. I forgot to tell you guys that at the end of tonight's show, we get to pick one person to be voted off, so one of us won't be here next week.
It was nice knowing you guys.
Actually, we should let the people in the chat room. Hey, chat room, you get to decide.
I don't like this idea. Love you guys in the chat. I'm going to pan.
Where's Ken? Ken, I need you.
Okay, everybody who votes for me gets $10,000.
Oh! No!
Just kidding. I don't know.
I'm totally okay with being voted off the island.
If you guys vote for me, Kenny will go shirtless.
I'm not doing that. No.
All right, let's get back to business.
I was reading. So the main challenge, the maxi challenge, was a talent show.
Yeah.
And again,
that was lacking sorely.
This
in
was
talent.
Like, but looking at the contestants, I think it was a good idea on paper because you have singers, you have dancers,
yeah.
You have.
This is awful.
Someone wrote, so we know why we're laughing. Well, Kenny, you don't like a door, so bye.
Keep going. I love
bye,
it.
Kenny.
Anytime I see my name, I love it, whether right. It's good or bad.
Oh, bye, Mark. Thank you.
I think this was on paper was catered. And when you look at these 10 queens, you look. Majority of them already have albums out, so
yeah, that's true.
Okay, but some of those albums are like questionable, like singing into a
auto-tuned
albums. But...
Yeah. And is that a talent?
Auto-tune is a talent. Yeah.
But Detox went about it in a cool way to kind of incorporate like that. I thought that was a fun. It's not a talent per se, but it was fun.
That I appreciated because it's like if you're gonna do something, Alyssa, like lip syncing to your own song, make it interesting.
Yeah.
I thought she made it interesting. She's a dancer.
She should have just friggin' danced.
I was okay with Alyssa's.
I was like, what is happening? There's like a puppet. There's like a...
I was okay with it.
She didn't dance.
It was like a variety show.
No, if she just lip-synced the whole performance, then I would have a problem with it. But I was okay
She
with
did
it.
Lip-sync the whole performance.
But she danced.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, got it.
Like, there was a lot of dancing. There was more dancing than, you know...
So should we just go down the list real quick?
Sure.
That way we get everybody. So Katya had her gymnastics, which was so amazing.
That was cool too because no one else did gymnastics.
Right. It was good gymnastics. It wasn't like silly.
Yeah.
And she made it funny. I mean, she did the whole exorcist thing at the end. I thought.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
I love. How many times am I gonna say this?
Everybody start drinking.
Katya.
Oh shit.
I love Katya.
Yeah, she was great.
And she was different, and I like that. And of course, Adore sang. Now here's my problem. Actually, it's not a problem. I'm actually going to defend Adora on this one. I didn't mind her outfit.
I didn't mind.
I liked the wig.
Yeah.
And she was really giving me like Adam Lambert kind of like. rock star, but in drag. And I... Okay, I guess I could say it now. I wonder if... Because now we know that these girls go on tour and they do all these things with Rue or... And Michelle, which is the main one. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Michelle is right for a judge on this show. Because... She is with these queens a lot, especially after they leave the show. I wonder if it's even fair for her. Tell me what you think. If it's even fair for her to be a judge.
Well, and the other thing is Michelle, I mean...
And I love Michelle, don't get me wrong, I love Michelle.
Yeah, but she's so rooted at this point in her own aesthetic that when someone like Adore mentions, oh, well, like even when I'm off on tour, she's telling me I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that, I'm not doing this. And it's like there's... Adore has probably... If not the most, some of the most, like, as far as, like, numbers of followers, the most of most queens of the history of
Drag Race. Which is why she's on the show, and I get that.
Yeah, and it's like, there's got to be a reason, Michelle, and you're missing it.
Tina, my little Slovak princess, she said Bianca gave Adore that dress.
Yeah, I thought it was,
I didn't mind it. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally, and I forget who said it in the episode, I think Roxy said it, you know, you forget about opening yourself up again to critiques. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of glad that Dobby isn't on the panel, because I think he would have ripped her too. I didn't mind it.
I thought she looked fantastic.
And it's one of those things is you know, you're wearing that shirt. Yeah. It might not be my taste, but that's what you do. You know what I mean?
I couldn't get Wi-Fi.
Because I'm totally...
Team Adore now.
Yeah. When I'm not a Team Adore, but I'm defending her.
He's getting there.
And I said that I would, so...
When we couldn't watch the episodes here, I was just watching clips and stuff, and I was watching the... I was going through and watching all the... Rue walking around the room talking to everybody that didn't get aired. And never thought I'd say this. Alyssa said something that I thought was really cool and kind of goes to this. She said, drag is art. Art is subjective. And I just thought that was so perfect. I was like, that is exactly what this is. And that's the thing is, what I look for and what I enjoy, I'm not saying I don't appreciate what somebody else does, but if you know, just because it's not my drag, I can still appreciate that. But I'm going to probably like the girl who's probably a little bit more campier, you know, and more fun on stage than I'm going to enjoy somebody who just looks fishy and does a ballad.
Right.
That's just my personal preference.
From what I got from Michelle's critique is as if she should have worn a pageant dress and performed in a pageant dress, which does not go together.
No. And she should be, and that's the thing is like, and I, how do we all feel about the comment that Michelle made, like the little precursor, just so you know, I'm about to be a bitch for the season.
And
I just thought that was, it's like, I get it. I get that you're the bitch on the panel, but like, then say something constructive and say something that's going to help them. You don't need to, and that's the thing is you, and this is just a Mark thing. You don't need to put people down to make them better.
Right.
And I just feel like, and I get that it's TV and I get that that's why they're doing it and that's why they love Michelle. But at the same time, you could still be stern and still give a critique that's valuable and helpful than sitting there and just being so crude. And it's like, she didn't look bad, Michelle. Look at what you look like half the time.
There are a lot of critiques that the drugs. Oh my god.
Oh, we love your hair, Mark.
Oh. There are a lot of critiques that the judges make that I just totally, I was like, I don't get where you're coming from, you know? And it wasn't just Michelle. It was like somebody pointed out Coco's makeup was like now too ashy or something.
She went through.
But then Ginger's face doesn't match her neck either. So I'm like, what are we talking about?
She doesn't have a neck.
Michelle, she's splitting hairs. And it's really, it's kind of what you said. It's kind of like offsetting because like the comment that, you know, about her going from orange to soot, which was, it was pretty bad. I mean, come on. Like, I'm all for like making fun of people. But that was just awful. And like if I had to stand there and take that shit, I probably wouldn't.
And the thing is, it's easier to get like that kind of like white makeup to match. We talked about this last season with Bob the Drag Queen, how it's harder with a darker skin complexion to try and
The struggle is real, black people.
Yeah.
Our struggle is real.
So, I mean, this was based off of Adore, but the talent part, Adore, we thought her singing was good.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah.
And we talked about the gymnastics. Detox, we touched a little bit on about the drums. And
she was giving me Sheila E.
Yeah.
From
just it's so, it's just, it was, I know Detox, and I know Detox well. It was so Detox.
It was.
And she actually competed in Miss the Continental pageant, I think it was, in California. They finally had a California Continental pageant, like a statewide one. And she competed, and I actually went to it. And she did a drum, something very similar. Not with the paint and anything, but it was kind of the beginning stages of what she did. So for me, it was kind of like, oh, that's cool, because she did the drums the last time, and so it was just
I wasn't taking on the singing, the auto-tune.
Well, I think she was lip-syncing to a track as well.
And I like that her dress and wig had that matching, like, the paint splatter on the runway. Kinda, I thought that was
totally
fun.
Totally 80s. Yeah. Totally 80s.
And then we talked, I'm using your notes. Alyssa, I like that she had a variety. It was kind of fun that she did the puppet, the singing.
I think with Alyssa, for me, this whole episode was exactly what Detox said when she walked in the room.
It's the same.
I'm seeing the same Alyssa with a little better wig. I'm just going to leave it.
She has such a big following. I think that Alyssa's going to go very far. And I enjoy Alyssa as a personality.
She is a hand. I'll tell you that. She's exhausted. I was at Mickey's once when she was there, and I was like, girl. I needed a nap when she left.
We saw her at DragCon where, I mean, she was flocked by fans, and I think she's just one of those queens that is just adored by people and very big, too, like a very big personality. So I think that she's going to be good for the show.
Yeah.
She's Lagan.
We got to go.
Should we talk about the
a cappella by Fifi?
It was very bad.
I will say this.
Takes guts
I was never a Fifi fan. I do actually, there's something about Fifi now that I like, and I'm drawn to. And I'm glad she stayed, because I get the redemption part. Mm-hmm. And again, like, I think what I said earlier about Roxy, I just think that I think now it's about growth and not about, I think it was immaturity on her part the first time she was on. And I'm seeing some kind of growth with Fifi. I like her.
Watch her thing with Rue that... It's online, the walkthrough, because she talks about
it. Okay, because there's something, I can't put my finger on it, but there's something about Fifi that I like now that I'm actually rooting for her.
I'm rooting for her, too. I like the redemption edit.
I think she still has a little more redeeming on
part
my
part. Part of me,
part,
though, like, hurt, she, you know? A couple years ago, she came on to one of our panels, and we interviewed her, and I actually thought she was a really good... one of our best interviews.
Yes, she did call in, and this was when I gave her a lot of shit during that season. And then, like, it's something about hearing her voice, and you can tell in her that, you know, she knows she fucked up. She made mistakes, and now, and I think this is why I'm seeing, and I can't put my finger on it, but I want her to do well. I feel like this is her time to, like, show us the other side of Fifi. Okay. So,
yeah.
Burlesque,
Ginger.
Roxy.
Ginger's singing was meh. I thought it was all right.
That was good.
Roxy's burlesque was actually, I will give her credit.
Really
it
nice.
Was good.
So fun.
It was better than I was expecting.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree.
Didn't think she'd, I mean, I know they based it on the lip sync for the win, which I don't like that, but because I think Tatiana hands down should have won.
Yeah.
I
really
like. Hands down.
Yeah.
I really liked that she did the wig under the wig again. I thought that was a fun kind of like.
Now, see, I didn't now, like that. Now, I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah, I know. That's done.
I agree. That's the only time I want it.
It was great. I'm glad she pulled the trigger on it. Let it die now.
Yeah, please let it die.
I don't want to see it.
I think it was just like kind of a wink to the judges. Like,
well, no, I get it.
Remember this moment
it.
Kind of thing?
Would have been amazing if she had a bus come and pick her up.
That would have been best. That would have been awesome.
All right.
I feel like a bully now.
Coco.
Dance. Oh, that dance was... She deserved... I think that was a bottom performance. I didn't really care for it.
She should have gone home.
Now, this is
that.
Where Untucked would have come in handy, because I kind of want to know what was her other option. She said she would have done something else. What that something
But
else
the thing
done.
That was confusing to people who watch that is, like, she's looking at somebody who's, like, dressed like a man. She has this man top hat. And so you're thinking, like, halfway through the number, she's going to, like, pull off the dress and do, like a man kind of tap dancey thing or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like she was trying to do, like, a juxtaposition of, like, a Fred Astaire and a Ginger Rogers all in one person.
Right.
But we didn't really get that. It's like you make these references, but then you don't follow through on them.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's why she was in the bottom. And then Tatiana. Alaska singing. Tatiana was by far my
hands down.
Katya was my favorite. Tatiana was a close second.
I thought Tatiana's was a really cool concept, because I never would have thought about anything
like that. When
that
thing came up, Tatiana spoke a word, I literally went, oh,
yes.
And then it started, and you're like,
Yeah, I kind of wanted more of it.
It was so good. It was so good.
Really
good.
I liked Alaska saying I'm a singer-songwriter, so I'm going to do that. I thought that was funny. But
Also, I was going to tell you this. In her walkthrough, she's never performed that before.
Alaska? Spoken word?
Oh. She said she's doing something she's never done before. And Rue was like, are you sure you want to do that? And she said, well, why would I come to All Stars and do something I've done 100 times?
Oh, that makes me like her.
So that made, exactly.
Good for her.
Team Tatiana.
Yeah.
And so I like that. I like that it's like you have the whole room being like, well, Tatiana can go because she's from season two and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and then she brings it.
So you're seeing them underestimate her.
Well, early on, Katya thought that when Rue said that she won't be eliminating anybody, I think the impression, and I actually thought that nobody was going to be eliminated. Actually, that's a lie because I already know what the show was about. But it made you believe, viewers.
Thank you for your honesty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To get that video up.
Yeah.
That no one was going to get eliminated. Yeah. So now that we know that the top two perform, winner takes 10,000 and they get to pick. What do you guys think? Okay. Again, I'm not Team Roxy. I cringed when she pulled all three of them aside.
That was horrible.
It was
horrible.
Was one of those things where I was like, this bitch wants you to, like, get on your knees and grovel and beg.
I didn't like that.
And I hated it.
I did not like it at all.
And again, I know Dick in the Soup. I know the producers had something to do with it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I think it's the producers.
But I love the fact that Tatiana was like, I get my main
Who up. Do you think Tatiana was going to eliminate?
Coco.
You think?
I think they both picked Coco.
I think Coco.
I think we were talking about earlier about the judging. I think that... I will say this, Adore got a raw deal with the judging. I thought her performance was fine. I didn't mind it, and I don't think that she should have been in the bottom.
Who?
Adore. Having said that, the other two, Fifi and Coco, definitely deserve it. And I liked Fifi's outfit. I didn't mind.
No, I didn't mind.
Ginger was in the bottom, too.
No, Ginger was
there. There were four bottom. Remember? No. They sent Katya, Detox, and Alyssa back. And there were four and three.
Yeah.
So they kept them out there for, and then they sent them. Yeah. Her in Alaska.
I do like the editing the season that we didn't know that Coco was going to be the eliminated, like, quote unquote, before the revenge. Because sometimes when a queen is going to be eliminated, the episode is very alluding to that fact. Like, get your last few minutes with Coco. Like, we're going to interview her more. She's going to narrate more of the story. And I thought
I thought it was going to be Adore. I also saw a tweet from somebody to Adore saying, I still love you, Adore. So that made me think it was going to be Adore.
Okay.
So when they said Coco, I was like, oh, thank God, because I just did not think Adore.
Kudos to Tatiana for not trying to drag it out. And
the performance was good to shake it off. I liked them.
Yeah,
they both
So here's my thing. Here's my thing. I have lip synced to this song so many times in the mirror, in the shower.
So you're an expert.
I would have rocked this song. This was my lip sync. I would have definitely won.
We're about to rap, so when we rap, we'll have Juliet play it again, and you can perform it on the way out.
Yeah, let's see. Put your money where your mouth is.
Guys, I do want to give a shout out. If you comment on iTunes, and I will be giving shout outs. Shout out to Lauren Javi, who says sickening. Shout out to John Saxon, who says best RuPaul recap show.
Oh.
Shout out to Brave Little Toaster, I think this is.
That's a cute movie from the
90s. They say, I am reading this comment, love the show, great chemistry with the panel, and plenty of laughs. I love how Jackie is always referring to her notes. She has a note for every challenge, even if she can't always find them. Jay is adorable and can do no wrong, just sits there and looks pretty. Mark is hilarious, just mentioned Derek and he loses it. I've actually had to pull over from laughing so hard. Kenny. Oh, Kenny.
Oh.
And then there's more.
And then I do have, thanks to you, I do have a quote of the week because I was going to do it when I watched it again here and we couldn't. But my quote of the week is going to go to your girl, Katya.
Yay.
She says, I've come here to show the world that I've turned into a total fucking monster.
I loved it.
I want to give a shout out to our very own Alexis Torres. She broke my heart by getting engaged this summer.
Shout out to Alexis.
Alexis. We miss you. We love
and
you.
Shout out to our engineer Juliet.
Juliet, welcome.
Hi, Juliet. I haven't seen your face yet, but I will all come down.
She's very pretty and she's very nice.
Yeah. Okay, so
and now you're gonna take us out with a lip sync for your legacy.
No, we're gonna pick our top two for the season.
Oh, okay.
Just top two. I got mine. I already said it. Katya is my number one.
We're not doing top three.
No,
okay. Just top two.
Ten. Or you can do top three. You can do whatever.
I think
we
do three.
Someone who cares.
You can do whatever you want. No rules.
Tatiana, Katya. However, I think, and I'm gonna say it, in my deep down gut, I think Roxy is gonna win.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't want this to happen. Please, if there is a god,
don't. You don't think Alaska's gonna win? I feel like this is set up for an Alaska win. But anyway, I think so too. I'm Adora and Fifi.
Okay. I'm Ginger. I'm gonna pick people who I think can win.
Okay. That's the point.
Well, because you were saying you think that yours aren't gonna win.
I picked two that I want to win, and then I said that one that who probably will win.
I think my top three are Ginger, Tatiana, and Detox.
I'm gonna go Bob, Kimchi, and Acid Betty. I'm gonna go. Alaska, I think, is gonna be the winner, and then I think Alyssa and Katya are gonna be. I think that's my final three.
Awesome.
But Alaska winning.
So tweet us who you think are gonna win.
Yeah, you guys were amazing over the summer too. I had so many people excited to see us back and telling us who they thought was gonna be there. It was fun. I like hearing from everybody.
Yeah,
we have the best fans.
We do
at AfterBuzz. So Maker's number one. Tweet us. Make your comments down below.
Down there.
Oh,
come on, Kenny.
I'm not gonna do it. <I'm
sorry. laughs> Kenny Swift. Thank you guys.
Jackie, where can they find you?
123 Jackie D on all platforms.
Mark J. Freeman, where can they find you?
Lorraine Love, Lorraine Love.
J. Ellis, where can they find you?
Don't underscore be underscore jealous on Instagram, and Twitter is still underscore jealous, JELLIS.
And you can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram. That will take you to my Twitter, and we will be back. We'll be back next week. It's so good to be back. Yay, we did it.
Check it off, Kenny. Check it off.
We'll see you next week. Take
Thank
care.
You, Julia.
Bye.
That's what they don't see.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.